Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Lots of you getting in touch on the issue of the declining number of priests. One person says, a man reaps what he sows. The decline of the church here is of their own making, irreversible breaches of trust. Another says, as a former priest and missionary, I think the Irish bishops or Irish Catholic Church never hear of Vatican II and the role of the laity within the church. Working in Mexico, when a parish consists of 100,000 people and one priest. The parish worked with laity involvement and people trained in lay ministries in a diocese set up by the local bishop. Unfortunately, the Irish Catholic Church never let laity involvement or parish councils function to implement Vatican II. The clergy wanted to control, and now they are paying the consequences of the lack of laity involvement. And that very interesting text comes from Jerry. And Jerry, thank you very much for that. And one or two on washing machines and how much we should know or don't know. One person says, I'm involved in healthcare. I wash my scrubs at 90 degrees every fortnight, 8 sets of scrubs in my washing machine. Repairman said this is very good for the machine as it cleans out all the sludge. My first machine lasted 16 years, 12 years on the second machine. Well, well done you. And then another person, thank you, Brian in Clondalkin, and he says, I'm with you on the wash, Sarah. If the stuff looks clean, it's clean. Pre-wash me granny, says Brian. We can keep all your texts coming to 51551 this evening. You can email the programme as well, drivetime@rte.ie. Now, youth mental health charity Jigsaw's annual report highlights a significant surge in demand. The group said it was their most demanding year since its establishment in 2006, with a surge in referrals and appointments for young people looking for mental health services. Well, for more, we're joined now by Mike Mansfield, who's Director of Communications at Jigsaw. And Mike, you're welcome. Can you tell me more about the numbers of young people looking for your services last year?
Sure. Good afternoon, Sarah. How are you? Indeed, the report that we launched earlier on points to a very busy 2023. Just under 9,000 young people were referred directly into our therapeutic services across our 14 different locations across the country. In response, we delivered over 45,000 hours with those young people working through a range of mental health issues. Jigsaw's therapy is very much at that early stage, trying to support people from the age of 12 to 25, as they kind of navigate some of the difficulties with their mental health. So it's been a busy year. It has been, as you pointed out, a very demanding year. Funding has been tricky, staffing has been tricky, but I think it also points to some progress and some hope, because we delivered a lot in the face of a lot of difficulty.
And what are young people contacting you for help with then? What are the primary concerns?
Well, I mean, firstly, to say that every single one of the 8,952 young people that came to our doors last year came with a very different story, with a different set of circumstances at home or in their different settings. So it is very difficult to kind of put everybody into a square, into a circle. Certainly what we see is our number one, what we call presenting issue, is anxiety. That is where young people are talking to us about experiencing panic attacks, talking about kind of butterflies, nausea, fear, uncertainty in social situations. And often that manifests in a sort of a desire to kind of withdraw, to kind of remove, and means to become very isolated and very withdrawn. We see a kind of an increase. We hear about school refusal. And I think some of this still is wound up in post-COVID. I think lots of young people are continuing to find that reintegration back into society tricky.
Because I was going to ask you about causes. Are there any, or potential causes? Is there anything else you can pinpoint, COVID being one?
Yeah, I mean, look, at COVID is one. There are a number. Look at poverty, as we know, is one of the most significant predictors of poor mental health. So certainly there is a direct correlation between the cost of living challenges that we're undergoing and poor mental health. That is literally if mom and dad are at home, if they're having struggles in paying bills, covering mortgages, that transfers down to the son or the daughter who might be within earshot, and then their mom and dad are incredibly busy, may not be in a position to offer the supports that they need. We certainly look at, there has been an ongoing dialogue around the role of social media in young people's mental health. I think for us, it's a discussion that needs to happen. I think certainly excessive use of social media is a challenge for young people's mental health. However, young people having a healthy balance is also important. Look at the global instability at Jigsaw. We often talk about mental health is something that is... It's your relation to what's happening around you. So if you're a young 16 or 15 year old and you're looking at the world around you, where you can you're hyper informed about everything that happened, the world doesn't look a hugely stable and comforting space, and I think that leads to a bit of unease. So multiple factors, and again, all individual to the individual person that comes to Jigsaw.
With that big increase in demand, then, are there long waiting times for treatment and help?
Yeah, well, look, the waiting times is something, and I spoke a little earlier about progress and hope. I think this is something that we can point to. 2023 was a year of huge change for Jigsaw, because it was one where we really undertook to kind of take a root and branch look at how it is that we deliver services, how can we address wait time challenges, how can we, with the income and the funding that we get, how can we actually try and see more young people. And a lot of work has been done around wait times and wait times reduction, looking at introducing different ways that we offer support, looking at leveraging technology. So if we take, for example, our service in Cork, so at the start of last year, the wait times were in excess of 30 weeks. Fast forward to the end of last year, down to 6 weeks, and currently at 4 weeks. Likewise, Donegal, it was 11 weeks at the start of 2023, down to 5 weeks at the end, and currently at 3 weeks. And a huge amount of that is down to the hard work of our people and our staff across the board in trying new things, in innovating, and refusing to just let things be as they are. And we're very keen to see if we can roll that out. I think investment from government and support from the public will enable us to grow and to possibly one day have a Jigsaw in every community that needs one and deserves one.
All right, Mike Mansfield, Director of Communications at Jigsaw, thank you.